From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Joining me today in the JPR studios, out in support of a new record called Reservoir, it's Gordy. Hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm wonderful. It is nice to meet you. Thank you for coming by.
Pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Information is online at Gordy Music, that is spelled GORDIMusic.com. You are originally from Southeast Australia, but inland from Sydney a long way.
Yeah, it's about, well, we deal in kilometers, but it's about 330 kilometers. So it's about 4.5 hours west of Sydney.
From a town called Canoundra.
Yes, Canoundra, that's it.
and from a farm.
Yeah. So I grew up on a farm that's been in my family for about 120 years. My dad farms it, and his dad did. And yeah, it's called Alfalfa, like from the Little Rascals. and yeah, we've got, you know, sheep and crops, and we harvest every year. And yeah, it was a wonderful place to grow up.
A commercial farm? Do you sell them to market?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's our only income is, wow, yeah, sort of making hay and selling sheep to supermarkets and, wow, things like that. Yeah.
You have mentioned, we have a lot of singer-songwriters come through our studios, and a lot of them mention, you know, Leonard Cohen, Bob Dylan, yeah, as influences. Mm. You have actually mentioned folks that we play a lot and love here at the station. Yeah. Ausgeir, Bon Iver, High as a Kite.
Yes.
Obviously, you spend time researching and seeking out music that is a little off the beaten path.
Yeah. I think, like, I'm always really attracted to music that sounds like nothing I've heard before, you know? And I think, I mean, Bon Iver is sort of the king of that exact thing, and especially the new record, the 22 A Million record, sort of, it's jarring kind of in all the right ways. And I don't think, like, music has to be jarring for the sake of sort of being controversial. It's just combining interesting sounds that you kind of wouldn't think of and challenging sort of the traditional form of genre. And yeah, Ausgeir, the Icelandic artist, when I first heard his debut record, In the Silence, that was probably the biggest turning point for me in my own work. And that was after that I went into the studio and I made my EP Clever Disguise, and yeah, I really took a lot of inspiration from him.
Last 2 years seem like they have been a bit of a whirlwind for you in your life, both musically and non-musically.
Yes.
We'll talk about what's going on outside of music for you as well. It's interesting, you actually ended up singing with Bon Iver.
I did, yeah. It's a funny, like, story. We're on the same label, which was, you know, when I signed to Jaguar, that was a huge moment for me and I was very excited too. And I was back in Australia and I knew that the sort of Jaguar people had, I think periodically they send Justin Vernon, you know, a stack of CDs saying, here are our new signings, listen if you want.
Yeah.
And sometimes he does. And he listened to my EP and it seemed to resonate with him. And I was actually out one night after I'd played a show and we'd, like, had a few drinks and got back late in the early hours of the morning. And I was with my manager and he was like, I just got this email. And we're both, like, looking at it, kind of squinting. And we were like, what's a Fallon choir? And we, like, couldn't work out what that was. And we read it the next day and realized that I would go and sing on Jimmy Fallon with, wow, the Bon Iver guys. And yeah, that was, you know, incredible.
And to show your appreciation, you almost killed his cat.
Oh my God, it was an accident. I accidentally locked one of the cats that lives at April Base, which is the Bon Iver studio, outside overnight. It didn't come back in and I didn't know where it was and I thought it was inside and it wasn't. And then it was very cold. The cat survived and it was mad at me for the rest of the week, rightly so. Mm.
Well, the songs on Clever Disguise and Reservoir are beautiful.
Thank you.
Gordy is my guest live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. Reservoir is the new one. Information is at gordymusic.com. You've got an acoustic guitar.
I do.
All right. So does that mean we're going to hear older stuff? Because newer stuff tends to have a bit more electronics involved.
It does. But no, it's all going to be from Reservoir. Cool. And yeah, some sort of stripped back stuff, which I've actually been working on an acoustic version of the entire record, which, you know, we'll release some of those songs later in the year. And yeah, I think it's like playing songs in a stripped back way is a good reminder that they're a song at its core.
What's first?
I'm going to play I'm Done.
Good to say I'm done with you.
done with empty prose and verse. We learn our lines so well, it seems, but forgot them to rehearse. And it feels good to say I'm over you, and mean it more and more each time. Lock my secrets behind open doors, 'cause without you I'll do just fine. I'll do just fine. So I'll rest my head, 'cause I'm finished now. Go to bed, because I'm done. So many times, so many ways I could have said to you, oh boy, I'm done. And I was tired of fighting how I felt, and I lost the battle here and there. So I stocked my weapons to begin again. Love and war are never fair. Sharp and arrows pierced my heavy heart, and carried on bleeding dry. Well, at least for now, I've got nothing left for you. I don't even have to try. Have to try. So I'll rest my head, 'cause I'm finished now. Go to
is Gordy live today on Jefferson Public Radio. It's music from the record called Reservoir. Information is at gordymusic.com. I want to talk about Triple J. Mm. This is the government-run radio station network.
Yes.
Is that fair to say?
Yes.
For Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get it in Canundra? Could you hear it in Canundra?
Yes, yeah. So Triple J is like, yeah, is the national, government-funded radio station in Australia. And it's funny because you talk about it in other countries, and people find it quite an interesting concept that it's like it is government funded, but it's the main alternative. There's community radio, but it's sort of the only main alternative station. And then we have like three or four commercial stations, so everything's a bit smaller in Australia. Triple J are an incredible kind of organization. They have the main radio station, but then they have a program called Triple J Unearthed. And so it's an online kind of platform. It's changed forms over the years, but how it currently exists is online, and anyone can upload songs. You know, you sort of have a profile as if like a social media kind of thing, and you upload your tracks, and then they have a team of people who work there who scour the website every day looking for kind of the next you know, big thing, or not even the next big thing, but just people who are putting out great music.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's how my first single, Nothing's As It Seems, which I put out, was discovered on there. So it started getting some radio play. And then from there, they sort of kept putting the songs from my EP on rotation. And that's how they sort of came to light, and how I eventually signed with a record label and things. So yeah, I have a lot to, everything to sort of thank them for.
Yeah, it is sort of a star maker organization.
Yeah,
it
absolutely.
Certainly can be.
Yeah.
It wasn't right at first though, right? Like, you uploaded a song and it took a while before anybody noticed it.
Really. Yeah, well, I mean, I uploaded a bunch of demos like 5 years ago that were terrible. Like, you know, like, I mean, the songs were okay, but like I had recorded them at home and they were just shocking. And I'm really glad that no one discovered them it was a bit different to what I'm doing now. But I think, yeah, they have a real knack for finding the, you know, the talent that's out there in Australia, of which there's a lot. And they also sort of really cultivate a nice community of artists.
Tell me about the evolution of Gordy, the performance name, because yeah, you have a life outside of music. In fact, we were talking just before we went on the air that you were very close to being Dr. Peyton.
True. Yes. Yeah, that is true. That's a frightening concept for everyone, I think. But yeah, I started playing kind of, I'd always played when I was in high school and always written songs. And then I kind of took a year off after school, went traveling, and then I started my medical degree at university. And I always knew I'd keep sort of writing music. I just didn't think of it as a kind of viable career path for me. And I went to see a show halfway through 2012, this Australian artist named Missy Higgins, who had quite a bit of success over here.
Mm-hmm.
And she put out an album called The Sound of White. That was her kind of debut in 2004, I think. And I went to see her in 2012. And I was sort of, I walked out of the gig and I was like so moved. And I just thought, that's kind of what I want to do. So I went home, I uploaded these songs to Unearthed. I was in my first year of university. And then I kind of, the next 2 years really, I sort of just started gigging and getting some experience playing live. And then I finally saved up enough money to record my EP one track at a time, and sort of uploaded the songs. And then, yeah, the kind of whole Gordy thing started to take a bit more shape, and it still is and is forever sort of, you know, changing and deviating as everyone does. But yeah, I kind of, by the time it came to making Reservoir, I was a lot more sort of sure of what I wanted to do and how I wanted to sound. And during that time, the medical degree continued and I've just finished it.
It would seem that residency and touring do not go hand in hand. How are you going to deal with that?
I'm going to try and, it's been 6 years of like negotiations, so I'm going to continue negotiating and ask if instead of doing my sort of internship over 1 year, if I can do it over two and sort of take, like, what I've been doing at uni is like still being either full time, or I'll ask for like 6 to 10 weeks off, and then during that time I come over, go touring, do everything I need to do, and then come back and sort of go back to work. So as long as I can get the internship thing done in that sort of fashion, then after that I can kind of like choose when and where I want to work and things like that. So.
And you will not be Dr. Gordy.
I will not be Dr. Gordy.
A family nickname, yeah?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, yeah. So my real name is Sophie. But my brother Joe, when we were kids, called me Gordon, bizarrely, because it's like a man's name. And we don't know where he got it from, but it got shortened to Gordy, which is like slightly more, you know, cute than Gordon. And it just, yeah, it stuck. And yeah, I just, yeah, it eventually became this thing.
It's got a life of its own now. Gordy is my guest live here on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Reservoir. Information is at gordymusic.com. What do you want to play next?
I'm going to play one of the tracks from the album called Bitter End, which is one that I recorded in Iceland with Alex Summers. So yeah, here it is. Thank you. bending backwards like the world's end has arrived. Now the heart breaks, but a story for those who have survived. So go on, keep on turning, or keep burning to the ground, and you'll still find that you're fighting for the chance of one more round. So take a step back, and again we'll grind ourselves down to earth, a bitter end. Don't deny me, don't deny me, my bitter end. Give us vengeance, give us hindsight, give us something just to hold, 'cause we don't care if what we're asking is something we've been told. We'll get those words stuck in your mouth to spit out something new, 'cause we're all sick of talking about what everyone's been through. So take a step back, and again we'll grind ourselves down to earth, a bitter end. Don't deny me, don't deny me, my bitter end. There's nothing more to say. We'll just move on like the others who smell of yesterday, and so lead us off somewhere not where we fought and died, 'cause we'll be catching the wind before nobody has. Take a step back, and again we'll grind ourselves down to earth, a bitter end. Oh, take a step back, and again we will grind ourselves down to earth, to a bitter end. Don't deny me, don't deny me, don't deny me, my bitter end.
That is nice. It's Gordy playing live for us today here on Jefferson Public Radio. Music from the record called Reservoir. Information is at gordymusic.com. The guitar playing, if I understand, is self-taught and not your first instrument.
Yes, no. If you look closely at how I play the guitar, you can probably tell.
You also play way up the neck most
of
the time.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I actually tune it when I was like 19. I'm obsessed with an artist called The Tallest Man on Earth, who's a Swedish artist. Have been since I was kind of 13, 14. And his song, The Gardener, is one of my favorite songs of all time. And I downloaded the guitar tabs from online, and I changed the tuning because he uses a lot of open tuning. And so I changed it to this tuning, Daddyad, D-A-D-E-A-D, to learn The Gardener. And then I kind of was like mucking around afterwards, and I started writing a song, and I wrote Nothing's As It Seems. And then I just never changed it back. And so the way I kind of play a guitar is a bit like the way I play a piano, which is my first instrument. So I sort of think of it more as like a chromatic scale than sort of chord charts. And yeah, my mum's a piano teacher, and that was the, you know, there's always kind of piano in the house. And then my brother picked up the guitar, so naturally I wanted to, you know, do the same thing as he did, so I did as well.
On Reservoir, there are more electronics than on Clever Disguise.
Yes.
And there is a fascinating thing that happens with some of your songs, especially if you spend any time looking at videos of you performing them. It's almost like there's this electronic wrapper around you, and periodically the wrapper opens up and the vulnerable Sophie steps out, and you get this like just bare acoustic thing, and then you dive back down into the wrapper and all the electronics come back out. I mean, it is somewhat similar to that newest Bon Iver record. Tell me about that evolution and getting into the electronics.
Yeah, it's funny because when I recorded that first song, Nothing As It Seems, which I seem to keep talking about, it was a really interesting process for me because I was working with a producer, and I sort of went in with the main reference of Askia and wanting to have some sort of light digital sort of feel in it. And every time he'd send it back, I'd be like, nah, there's too much electronic stuff, you know, let's strip it back to the folk stuff. And so that's probably, you know, like that was my first foray into this sort of stuff. But I mean, the Bon Iver record was hugely influential on me. And I think the thing I'm attracted to about that electronic elements is the grittiness of it. And I think, you know, often people who aren't that into that sort of stuff will say, oh, it's nicer when you just play the guitar or whatever. But I actually think people often don't realize that it's the contrast that really then makes them sort of feel that vulnerability a lot more, where else often if you're just doing that the whole way through, then it's not as sort of confronting, I guess, when all those layers are peeled away. But yeah, I think like couching a really vulnerable, personal sort of song that has its roots embedded in folk music with some kind of jarring electronic sounds, for me, that's, I don't know, it evokes the real kind of emotion that I'm trying to,
Yeah. A lot of artists have songs in their sets that are guitar songs and then piano songs. You've got songs that you can play on either, and they take on a completely different feel depending on whether you're sitting at a piano or on guitar.
Yeah, which is like, I'm a big believer in the campfire test, you know, that a song, that a really good song you can play on a piano or a guitar or, I don't know, a harp if you really want, but one single instrument and kind of sing along. And yeah, it's funny, like, I generally just write at whatever's in front of me. So if a guitar's sitting next to me, I'll start writing on that. But often a lot of songs will end up on the other instrument, you know, to sort of whatever the feel sort of I'm going for is. But, you know, I feel like if I wrote all my songs on piano, it'd just be all like sad ballads. So
it'd be a Billy Joel record.
Yeah, well, not such a bad thing.
One song crossed the gap from Clever Disguise to Reservoir.
Yes.
Can we work it out? Why that song? Why not some of the other songs?
Yeah, I was going to put So Here We Are from the EP on it as well. But we ended up sort of just deciding that 11 tracks was kind of enough. But yeah, Can We Work It Out? It was in Australia, it was the biggest song by far from the EP. And the thing was, Australia was, you know, for me, I'd been like having much more radio play there in the beginning than I was anywhere else. So it kind of didn't get as much of a look in overseas because it had already been out. So I sort of wanted to draw attention to it again. And I kind of liked the idea of having one track from the EP because the EP sort of was, you know, the thing that got me sort of started. And so I kind of wanted a little sort of tribute to it on the album.
Yeah. Well, the record's great.
Thank you so much.
And I love having you here. Gordy is my guest live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. That new record is called Reservoir, and information is at gordymusic.com. What do you want to play to wrap up today?
I'm going to play a track called On My Side.
For you here,
let you know what's on my mind. But then I leave myself behind. And I know that I can, I won't, I'll tell you that I don't. But I need you on my side. And I'll stay, I'll go, I'll tell you I may know. But I need you on my side.
That is great. It's Gordy playing live here on Jefferson Public Radio. Music from the new record called Reservoir. Information is at gordymusic.com. Gordy, it's a pleasure to meet you. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.